Congratulations, 200 career wins. How does it feel?
Thank you. Feels good. Especially tonight, obviously, I kind of wanted to get it on the first try because, you know, if you don't, you kind of, you know, start thinking about it a little too much. It definitely feels good. I got to give a lot of credit to the guys that really battled hard out there. Even when they tied the game up there in the third, we just came back and scored back-to-back goals. They played a really hard game for me out there.
Are you a milestone type of guy? Do you pay attention to those numbers? I know you're a numbers guy,
I gotta say the 200 was a goal of mine. It's probably one of the reasons why I'm still playing in this league. This year, I knew I was only 6 wins away, and for some reason, I just really wanted to get to that number, and I'm pretty happy about it.
You got to a different fashion. I'm interested in how you went from being last year a workhorse goaltender to one who comes in and, you know, and has to play. You know, you don't get back-to-back games. You have to play the schedule you do. And how did you go about adjusting yourself for that?
Yeah, it's like you said, it's definitely an adjustment. But the biggest difference, I think, is you just got to work harder in practice. Obviously, you got to get your momentum from practices because you're not playing as much. You know, when you're playing every game, you're in your groove, you know. You play, it doesn't matter if you have a good game, bad game, you know, you're back in the next night and, you know, you move on. So it's a little different when you got 2 weeks to think about, you know, if you had a bad game, you got 2 weeks to think about it. So you just got to make sure to stay ready, and it starts with working in practice. And I've been working a lot with Marco, the other goalie coach, and he's been, making a couple adjustments on my game, and it's been working out for me.
So I suppose at 35, you're finding something else about yourself, are you? Is that you think?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I still love the game. I still love competing and going out there and trying to give the team a chance to win games. As long as I can do it, and as long as I keep getting offers, I guess I'll keep playing.
I know this was big for you, but I guess by far it's number 2 on the list of things that happened to you in the past month, right?
Yeah, I mean,
how's the family?
The family's doing well. Everybody's, we're all really excited. You know, not just us, the parents, me and my wife, but also my 2 boys are really excited. Sometimes a little too excited. You know, they just want to hold her and grab her, and you know, she's not quite there yet, but. It's been an exciting couple of weeks, that's for sure.
How unique is this for you? 13 years ago, Hamilton Bulldogs, your first game, your first win. 13 years later, same organization, same parent club. You've really come full circle.
Yeah, you know what? I have. You know, feels like I'm doing my farewell tour. Last year, I signing with Albany in the New Jersey organization. I played with them too, so. It feels good to come back with the Montreal organization. Obviously, they gave me my first chance and out of college, and I had a lot of good memories in Hamilton. And Montreal's a first class organization from top to bottom. So that's I was definitely excited when I got the call from them.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.